Last week, we featured a story that shared the high drama caught by, of all things, a plant cam. Now, when a large tree fell in the forest up in the Waianae mountain range, it almost obliterated a rare plant that the camera was fixed on. That plant was believed to be one of less than 200 left on the planet, so when the large trunk sheared the plant, scientists sprang into action. It was akin to a 911 rescue, and scientists are now nursing a branch of the rare specimen at the Lion Arboretum in Manoa. Now, the micropropagation laboratories are a kind of intensive care unit. The new facility, some 7 years in the making, opened just a few months ago. We caught up with its director, Rakan Zahawi, who will mark his first year at the facility this fall. He was busy preparing for this weekend's open house, which will feature, of all things, tree climbing. Now, he has fresh eyes on a facility that is turning 100 years old and continues to be delighted when he turns a corner and spies something new on the 200-acre property.
That's a really amazing asset to have here, and you can really sort of go back into the back of the valley and get lost, quote-unquote, right, in the sense of just being out there in a beautiful landscape. The collections are really unique. So there's a 100-year history here. And over that 100 years, 22,000 accessions have been made. So those are plants or seed or some kind of live material that has been brought in or shipped in to be germinated and propagated here. Of those 22,000, we estimate we have about 13,000 individuals on the grounds representing about 5,000 species of plants from throughout the tropical world. So that's a really unique set of features there, and whenever I go back into the back of the valley and wander around, always just my breath gets taken away when I round a corner and just see a new specimen that I haven't seen before. So there's that hidden quality to it, and then our work here in the buildings and what's done here. So you have the grounds. You have what we call the Hawaiian Rare Plant Program. That's an incredible program that started about 25 years ago and was started basically to safeguard threatened and endangered species of plants in the state of Hawaii, which, as you know, there are many. And so basically there are two major units to that, the Seed Conservation Lab and the Micropropagation Lab. The Seed Conservation Lab basically stores seed, incoming material, it's kept, it's desiccated, and then put in fridges or freezers, depending on the tolerance level of these different species. And there are about 26 million seeds housed there. And then the micropropagation is tissue culture. So these are actually little test tube plants growing in a growth media because they can't be stored as seeds. So some seeds just don't keep. And so these are tiny sort of mini versions of what the plants are, and they're constantly being vegetatively propagated through time. And this is a holding pattern, right, to keep this germplasm, to keep this material from being lost, because you have all these threats of invasive species and critters that dig up, tiny remnant populations of plants and so on. And so we act as basically a warehouse to hold this material until you create better conditions out in the field to take this material back out. And, you know, ideally, you wouldn't have this facility, right? So that's another incredible gem of this place. And there's the horticulture department here, which oversees all the greenhouses, propagates plants for planting out into the arboretum, for our plant sales, and so on, creating new hybrid lines. And then there's the education department.
This facility is named for Harold Lyon. Did a remarkable job when you think, you know, gosh, 100 years.
Yeah, I think he would be very happy to see where it has come. The objectives of what needed to be done here were quite different to what we're doing today, obviously. Back then, you had A lot of deforestation that happened here, a lot of erosion was going on in the watershed, and he was hired to arrest that, to find a means to slow that process. And so his immediate reaction as a forester, and it seems simple today, but I think, you know, in many ways he was very innovative in that, was to go and start doing field planting trials. And he quickly found out that using native species, because they grow so slowly, was not going to address the problem in the time frame that they wanted it to be addressed. So he turned to more vigorous species from mainland tropical areas. And so that's why we have so many exotic species, some which are infamous today, but the albizias being one of them. But they, you know, their initial purpose, why they were planted here, was very different, right? He was the one who, you know, before passing away, he helped, you know, deed it to the university and wanted it to be kept as a botanical garden or an arboretum, and that's sort of how that transition happened. And so it went from you know, part of the Hawaiian Sugar Planters Association's experimental field station, to addressing sort of the watershed issues, to then becoming an arboretum. But he never really saw it develop further. Obviously, he didn't see any of these other units that I mentioned just now, in terms of the growth that's going on here, and how it's slowly become very integrated in the university, which is an area that we really want to sort of grow and foster moving forward.
Do you think he'd be proud?
I think so. I think he would be. I mean, many of the plants that he himself planted are still here today, and they're enormous and just incredible specimens. So, I mean, the ficus, that huge tree that's in our backdrop here, is what's going to be used for the tree climbing event at the Ho'olalea. You know, these are incredible, huge trees that are breathtaking just to look at.
That was Rakan Zahawi, director of Lion Arboretum. The open house in Ho'olalea in Manoa is this Saturday, with hands-on activities for kids, food vendors, and fun for all ages. Look for a symposium and plant sale later this fall to showcase the research underway to save our native plants from going extinct. For info about what's featured, click for our links on our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.